You say you want to name the different kinds of
Yeah, uh-huh.
Grain sacks, or fertilizer sacks, commercial fertilizer. Burlap, some of them are made of burlap, some of them used to be made of cotton. I guess cotton's got too expensive to use anymore.
Would you have any other word for burlap sack?
Walker, though, to get
for a fat girl.
No, oh, that too. What else? Do you have any other word for a burlap sack?
Oh, sack.
A burlap sack, would you ever call anything else?
Getting up would be the next problem. They have said you're so long.
Oh, I can't think of it, no.
You wouldn't call it a gunny sack? Or
yes, yes.
How about a, you wouldn't ever call it a toe sack or anything like that?
No.
What would you call in the old days?
Just study this, the walker, bear down on the walker so she can pull toward her when she gets a hold of it without a tip of it. Okay. Yeah. She's got to be down.
Oh, I've sat there so long, I got stiff.
No trouble. This questionnaire is long. That's the only what would you call a large, round, wooden container in the old days you'd put stuff in, like molasses or...
Barrel?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can you describe the parts to a barrel when the old barrel's made of wood?
Oh, up and down things were staves, and the round parts that kept the staves in place was head, barrel head, and hoops around, the little thing, metal hoops, so I guess one time they even used wooden hoops.
What do you call a smaller barrel?
Keg?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you ever have a term for the amount of corn that you could take to the grist mill at one time? Did you ever hear anything about before that? Or?
Bushels.
You never heard the a grist of corn or a turn
of
corn?
Yes. Yeah, grist was no certain amount, as I understand it. If you take 3 or 4 bushels down, it was still a grist, and if you took 3 or 4 times that much, it's still called a grist.
So it's just one trip to the however much you could carry.
Oh, what you could carry?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess you could carry a smaller grist.
Okay. How about the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time?
Well, we always call it an arm load.
Okay. If you had a wagon, say, that would carry a certain amount of wood, and you had less than that amount of wood, would you have a term for that? And only half load on the wagon?
Half a load? Yeah. Or quarter load? Or...
Oh, you wouldn't have had a word like jag or anything?
Yeah. Yeah, just bringing a little jag, something like that.
What is it? Did I define a jag accurately, or what'd you say?
Well, yeah, that's just a small part of a load.
Okay. If you're going to carry clothes out to the clothesline, you're probably going to put them in a what?
Hamper.
Okay. Or is there another word for a hamper?
Well, we used to have clothes baskets.
Okay. A lot of times you see people that sort of don't want to go on a lot of music lessons, but they want to make music and they have a little thing they blow on.